Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing Victory in Jesus. And then part four of Pastor Duck's message, entitled The Answer is Closer Than You Think, from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 1 through 5.
And all of love is near him. He punched me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. Well, I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again.
And I got three other people. I said, I believe that. Listen, y'all. Y'all got to get with the program. Y'all acting like a bunch of dead people today. We're not having no funerals here today. No funerals here today. You hear me? No funerals here today. We serve a great, mighty, and awesome God. Let's go back and sing that chorus one more time. I am good to see y'all this morning. Isn't it good? Amen. In Jesus. Come on now. Let me hear you sing it, Robert. Come on. Your problems will never be solved if you don't face your problems with God's presence and with God's promise and God's strength and ability to overcome whatever you're in. So how you react to your problems will determine how long you stay in the problem that you're in. When you disobey God in your problems, be assured, God will not fall apart like you do. God is a merciful, long-suffering God. But it doesn't mean heaven shuts down because you're having a bad day. Amen. Maybe if you would become more faithful and more obedient, maybe then today you could avoid some of the problems that you're in. Amen, preacher. Thank you, Carlton. God is not going to speak to you until you learn to obey Him. God is not going to speak to you until you learn to obey Him. You haven't gotten the last thing that He told you right yet. You think of, man, I'm just waiting for the God to open this new door. He's not opening nothing for you until you learn to get faithful in the doors that He has already opened. You want a bigger blessing. You haven't even dealt with the little blessings already sent you. As a matter of fact, you didn't even say, thank you, Lord. You say, is that all that is? Is that all you got? You better thank God for everything you got from Him. Praise God. But you're never going to get to the bigger blessings until you learn to solve the little problems that you're in now. Did you know today every problem that you got is solvable? It is. But it's not on your timing, it's on God's timing. It's not on your ability, it's on God's ability. It's not on your strength, it's on God's strength. It's not on your way, it's on God's way. And so realizing this today, you know what some of you need to get back in? You need to go back to school. You've got to go back because some of you are flunking Believers 101. Some of you are saying, what? You're failing the basic course in Christianity. I mean, listen. The basic course is praying. The basic course today is Bible reading. The basic course today is church attendance. The basic course today is faithfulness. And even the basic course includes your tithing. But preacher, I'm not a bull and I'm not a goat, so don't butt me. But you don't know my finances. Could it just be your finances are in a mess is because you've never learned the value of putting God first, even in your finances? I don't tithe. Well, for God's sake, don't tell them you're a member of Gethsemane Baptist Church then. Because if you're not tithing, you say, oh my God, he would have to get on this. Might as well. You're robbing God. You better read the book of Malachi. Yet have you robbed me in tithes and offerings. But preacher, you don't know my financial condition. I know that, listen, you may have some financial challenges in your life. Have you realized today that this, will you listen to all the Get Help CDs and every administrator and thought and everything that comes from everybody that we can grab. How am I going to get my finances? You know what? God's got a plan for victory in your finances if you'll learn to follow this plan. Guess what it includes? Tithing! Putting God first in your finances! Amen. We've been doing that ever since we've been married, and we was doing it even before we was married. But I'll tell you, I'm like David of old. I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Amen. All right, I'll let you off the hook now. I'm just preaching you the truth. Preacher, I thought this was an encouraging message. It is. It's an encouraging message to get you straight with God. Amen. Each of us have a free will. And because of that, your free will, you know what? If you're not careful, it's going to cost you a whole lot more than you wanted to pay. King David declared in Psalm 40 and 8, he says, I delight to do thy will, O my God. You know today, Jonah, the prodigal prophet, he is called, disobeyed God. And it cost him. He wound up in the sea and he wound up in the school of whales. Amen. But God's heard his cry. And God will hear your cry today. God dealt with the heart of Saul of Tarsus. And he changed his life on the Damascus Road. And he even changed his name. And he came to be one of the greatest writers of the word that God used, named Saul, Paul the Apostle. Amen. His heart was changed. You know what? God wants to change your heart. If he can change your heart, he'll change everything else about you. What had him bound up, tied up, messed up, consumed up in the past, let me tell you what. Thanks be unto God, it was forgiven. And now Paul the Apostle cries, I delight to do your will, O God. I find pleasure in your service. It's not drudgery. It's a blessing to serve the Lord. Amen. The purpose of your problems is not to discourage you, but it's to develop your life for Christ. And so it's in the problems and the valleys of life you discover, oh man, how God is and what God is and who he really is in your life. You will know that he is the Prince of Peace. And you'll know that you've been through a great storm, but there was a Prince of Peace who brought you through what you faced. You will know that he is the God of all hope. You know what? After you've walked through the valley of hopelessness and the valley of the trials and even the valley of the shadows of life, you'll find, man, he is my hope. He is my everything. It's in the problems today we can discover the very power of Almighty God and how that he can do what he does the way he does it, because he's still omnipotent, he's still omniscient, he's still in control, and he's still God. Amen. You can shout, praise the Lord! Because God is getting ready to solve your problem and take you to the promised land. Am I going to die and go to heaven? The promised land is not heaven. The promised land is here. God's got a better day for you than you're living today. God's got a brighter future for you today than you're living today. No one can ever go beyond today what you're in until you trust God to get you beyond what you're in. You will have daily warfare, but you know what? It's God who gives us the victory today. For our God is an awesome God. Our God is an amazing God. Our God is an abundant God. Our God is still God, and nothing is going to change that today. Actually, today you can view your problems as an asset, because that's the place that you will develop. That's the place that you grow. That's the place that you're strengthened. That's the place that God works in your life. And this is where you become strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen. David didn't know how great God was until he faced the giant called Goliath. I mean, he was just a little old kid. A little boy. Didn't weigh 98 pounds soaking wet. But boy, I tell you, if God is for you, that's all you need. Problems are the things that will make you today what you are to the glory of Almighty God. Stop falling in love today with your pains in life. Stop staking at your tents and where you're at and what you're in today. Stop playing the victim role today because it doesn't work. And start living today as what God intended you to. See, you are bringing shame on the reproach, bringing shame and reproach on the name of the Lord when you choose to be the victim. I've been the victim. I've been the victim through life. I had a bad cut. My rear end was bad. Everything in life is bad. I got no breaks in work. I got no breaks in the name. Nobody helped me. I didn't get through what I got through. You know what you're doing? You're just sitting on a little old stool and feeling sorry for yourself. It's time you get up, because let me tell you what, nobody could care. I read about all these folks who get on Facebook whining and crying and griping and complaining. Drama, 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 drama. Why don't you just learn to shut up and realize who you are in Christ?
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.